The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. Northern Alberta is a sportsman's paradise, a playground where thousands of people congregate through the year to enjoy the fishing, hunting, and breathtaking scenery. But it's also a stern land, and Alberta's rugged North Country is unforgiving of mistakes. Mistakes such as entering the wilderness without a healthy respect for the dangers that lie there, waiting for the unwary traveler. In a minute, we'll be joining a pair of travelers whose holiday in the North Country turns into a savage encounter with the most dangerous species of life. As John Astin and Patty Duke Astin co-star in Trial at Wolf Trap, tonight's tale of suspense on Crisis.
How do you feel, honey?
My bottom is black and blue.
Well, I know it's a lousy road, but there's a little cafe up here in a mile or so, and we can stretch our legs and get something to eat.
How can you remember everything so well?
Well, when I come up here with my dad, you know, he was always busy talking to his friends, and so I just keep my beady little eyes open and, well, make mental notes, I guess.
But you were only a kid.
14.
12 years ago.
Well, some things stick in your mind. I have never forgotten a mile of this old road. I always dreamed that I'd be back here someday, find the old family cabin.
How much further now?
To the cabin? Oh, well, I'd say about 10 miles. Almost there, little mother. Just hang on.
Yeah.
You're going to love it up there. Hey, wait and see.
I'll love it when I can get out of this pickup truck.
Look, you see? There's the cafe. I told you it was around here.
It doesn't look like it's open.
Huh? Sure it is. It should be. Well, I'll take a look.
Oh, let me get out and stand up.
Hey, it does look like it's closed.
Oh, no.
Hey, well, wait a second. They probably live around in back.
Gordon, what if it's abandoned?
Oh, wait a second, Linda. Why do you always have to be so negative?
It's probably been closed for years.
Now what do you want to do? Turn around and go home? You going to let a little thing like a closed-up cafe turn you off?
Look, I've been bouncing around like a rubber ball in that little Japanese truck of yours for 10 hours. I'm pregnant and I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, honey. I guess I'm just mad at myself. I was sure that this place would be open.
Well, it's not your fault they're closed.
Why would they be closed in the middle of the afternoon? At this time of year? That's crazy. Hello? Anybody here?
Can you see through the window?
Let me see. Nah, it's all dark inside. Wait a minute. By golly, somebody's moving inside there.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, someone's coming.
You want something?
Well, yeah. We wanted something to eat.
Do you still serve meals?
This is a private home.
But it used to be a restaurant. I remember. I used to come up here with my dad.
Well, we don't sell food anymore. I'm sorry.
Look, my wife and I are on our way to the cabin, to our cabin. We just wanted to buy a little food.
Cabin? Where about your cabin?
It's not far from the Hay River. It's about 10 miles from here.
Mm.
Look, if you could just let us buy some coffee from you for our thermos bottle.
We've been on the road for 10 hours.
All right. Come on in.
Oh, thanks very much. Go ahead, honey. I'm Gordon McNeil, and this is my wife, Linda.
How do you do?
Just sit down there. I'll make you some coffee.
This is awfully kind of you.
I hope we're not disturbing you.
It's all right.
We're from Pocatello. I haven't been up to the cabin since I was 14. We figured if we were ever going to make it up here, we'd better do it this year. You see, Linda's going to have a baby.
You're going to have a baby?
That's right.
Where you're going, there's no place to be needing a doctor.
Oh, I'm only 5 months along.
We're just going to stay a week. That's all the time I've got away from work. So we just packed up the little truck.
Well, this is no place to get sick in. The reason this place is closed is because we couldn't get help from my husband when he got sick. He died here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Linda's in fine shape. Well, she's a little out of shape.
This be your first?
Beg your pardon?
Your first baby.
Oh, yes.
You want to have it easy.
Oh?
Leave it, Linda. Just leave it.
A moment as small as you are.
Look, my wife is under the care of a very good doctor, and he thought this trip would be great for her, and she's going to be just fine.
All the women in my family are tiny. My mother was only 5 feet tall.
My husband would be alive today if we could have gotten a doctor out here. Died of appendicitis. Right here in this room. Appendix burst. Not a thing I could do. Well, here's your coffee. Just instant.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thanks a lot.
I'm really sorry for barging in on you like this.
This really hits the spot.
Whereabouts you say your cabin is?
It's near the Hay River. It's just a little shack, but with a family on the way, we figured we probably wouldn't be able to use it again for years.
And when was you there last?
Oh, it must have been 1963.
You haven't been up here since 63?
Nope.
You'll be lucky if your cabin's still standing.
I shouldn't have had that coffee.
Are you feeling sick?
A little.
You want me to stop?
Out here? No, keep going. Ever since the sun went down, I haven't seen a thing through that window.
Well, we're almost there now. Pretty soon this road ends, and we follow a little trail up to the cabin. It's only about a quarter of a mile, and then we'll gather some firewood and get a big roaring fire going in that old stone fireplace and unroll our sleeping bag.
Oh, what did you hit?
I don't know. Hey, get me the flashlight. It's in the glove compartment.
Here.
Thanks. Let's see. Oh, great. Oh, no.
What?
The clutch. The whole clutch housing is smashed.
Well, can it run?
Well, then let me try it. I can't get it into gear. Well, that's it.
You mean we're stuck out here? Oh, Gordon, what do we do?
Now, the first thing we do is we don't panic.
Don't panic?
That's what I said. Don't panic. Now, we're only a little ways from the end of the road. The cabin is probably only maybe a couple of miles from here. We've got plenty of food in the pack, and we'll just take some of it and get our sleeping bags, and we'll follow the road and find the trail, and in 1 hour from now, we'll be snug and warm. And tomorrow, I'll try and fix the truck. Now, come on, little mother. Just trust me.
Much farther.
Not far.
We should be there by now, Gordon.
Don't tell me when we should be there.
But you said...
I know what I said. Now, look, the trail has been overgrown. Maybe we're not making it as fast as I thought. But we're getting there. Now, save your breath.
Are you sure we're on the trail?
Yes, I'm sure we're on the trail. Will you kindly give me a little credit for knowing what I'm doing?
I'm sorry.
Damn flashlight's getting weaker and weaker.
So am I.
Here. I can carry the other sleeping bag, too.
No, that's okay.
Give it to me. Now all you have to do is just walk along behind me.
Oh, it's awfully rocky, isn't it?
Yeah. Stay over by the left side of the trail. There's a little drop-off on the right-hand side.
You're getting ahead of me, Gordon. I can't take as big steps as you can.
That's all right. Just keep coming.
Well, wait for me to catch up.
Ah! Ah!
Gordon, what's the matter? Where are you?
My leg! Oh, my God, my leg!
Gordon, what happened? Where are you? Gordon!
My leg! Oh, my God! It's
a trap. I stepped into a bear trap. It's got me. It's got my leg.
Gordon McNeil and his wife, Linda, have stumbled into a danger they never considered when they left their Pocatello home for a visit to a far north cabin in the wilds of Alberta. Gordon's leg is trapped in the cruel steel jaws of an animal trap. And tiny Linda, weak and terrified, fights back hysteria.
What can I do, darling? Tell me what to do.
I don't know. Help me get this damn trap off my leg.
Oh, I can't see anything. Where's the flashlight?
I dropped it.
Oh, Gordon.
Oh, hurry, for God's sake.
I am. Here. I can touch you now.
I'm lying on my side where I fell. Now, you're closer to the trap. Can you feel it?
I don't know. There, I feel your boots. Oh, I feel it. I feel the trap.
Can you do anything with it?
I don't know. I don't even know what a bear trap looks like.
Oh, please. Oh. My leg is turning numb.
Oh, there's blood all over the trap, Gordon. I think you're bleeding.
I'm going to try and sit up so I can help you separate the jaws of the trap.
Okay, all right. Oh,
Linda, listen to me. Linda, when I fell, on my shoulder, my right shoulder, and I can't make my arm work.
What?
It's broken.
Are you sure?
No, I can't move it. It hurts like the devil. Oh. It must be broken.
Oh, no.
Linda, can you spread the jaws of that trap?
I don't know.
Come on, put your hands on it.
I am, but I can't make it move. And it's so slippery.
Yeah.
I'll try.
It's no use. Yes, oh. You can't do it.
I don't want to hurt you.
Linda, now, listen, be practical. Look, there's no way I can get this trap off my leg.
Oh, but we'll find a way.
Now, listen to me. Back in the truck, there's a tire iron. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Now, you think you could make it back to the truck?
I could try, but I don't want to leave you. And it's so dark. What if I get lost?
Yeah, but you see, it'll be a good 10 hours until it gets light. I don't think I can last that long.
Oh, no!
All right. In my pack, down here under my shoulder, there's a gun. Can you get it?
A gun? Why?
To signal it. Just get it. Get it.
All right. I have it.
Okay. You know how to take it off safety?
Yes.
Okay, now, fire 3 shots in the air, one after the other.
All right. Here goes. I saw you in the flash of the gun.
Yeah.
You've lost a lot of blood.
I know.
Oh, someone will hear the shots. They have to. God wouldn't let anything to happen to us. Not just when we're going to have a baby.
Listen to me, honey. Listen. We'll assume that someone heard the shots and that they'll answer with 3 shots just to let us know they heard. Now, please, try to be quiet.
Oh, please, dear God, send someone to help us. Please.
I'm sorry.
Shh.
I'm sorry I ever got you into this stupid mess. You never liked the idea of camping or roughing it. Maybe we should have stayed home.
No, we shouldn't. You love it, so I'll learn to love it, too. Only...
Linda, look. I saw a light.
Oh, thank God. Where?
Oh, somewhere through the trees. There it is again.
I didn't see it. Oh, there, I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Help! Over here! Help!
Oh, they've got to see us. Have we got something? Matches! In the pack. Get the matches. Can't you find them?
Where are they?
I don't know. There's a whole big box of kitchen matches.
Do you still see the light?
Comes and goes. I think it's a gas light.
I've got the matches.
Okay. Take a couple and light them.
I will. We're over here! Watch, I'm going to light a match!
Why didn't we think of this before? Oh, my God.
You'll see
I'm
us.
I'm soaked.
You'll see us. He has to see us.
Match is going to go out.
Here, I'll light some more. How do you feel, darling?
I'm pretty numb now. I don't really feel much of anything.
Help! We need help! We have an injury! Oh, he's coming closer. It is a lantern, see? Oh, we're safe. Oh, Gordon, hang on, darling. Gordon. Gordon? Oh, no! Please, hurry! My husband is terribly hurt! Gordon, please. Please wake up. Please hang on, Gordon, please. Can you see where we are? We're right here. Oh, you don't know how glad we are to see you.
Well, well, well. What have we here?
My husband stepped into a bear trap and he's badly hurt. The teeth go almost through his leg.
That ain't no bear trap.
Well, whatever it is.
It's a wolf trap. I put it there myself.
Well, I don't care about that. Could you get it open and get it off him?
Yeah.
Listen, do it, please.
Who fired that gun?
I did.
Let's have it.
The gun? It's our gun.
Hand it over.
For heaven's sake, can't you see that my husband is unconscious? He's lost so much blood and the pain is so bad and his shoulder is broken too, so be careful.
My, ain't you just full of orders, Missy?
I can't understand why you won't do something to help him.
All in good time. Where you folks come from?
We came from Idaho.
What you doing in this neck of the woods?
We had a cabin up here. My husband's family had it.
Cabin, huh? Your name McNeil?
Yes. You know the cabin? Are we far from it?
Just downhill from it.
How did you know about it?
'Cause I live there now.
You?
And ain't no one gonna put me out. How'd you get up here? Where's your car?
Back on the road.
Keys in it?
No.
Let's have the keys.
No. Not until you help my husband.
Oh, well, best thing to do when a varmint gets caught in a trap and he's still alive is to put him out of his misery.
What are you saying?
Look for yourself. Your man's all used up. Humane thing would be to help the poor critter out of his misery.
Put that gun down.
You pointing that little pop gun at me, Missy?
Yes. It has three more shots in it. I'm only 6 feet away from you. I couldn't miss.
No. Reckon you couldn't.
Now I want you to put your rifle down and open that trap, or by God, I'll shoot you.
I think you would, too. All right. There. Rifle's down. Trap's open.
All right. Now.
Yeah? Now what? Your husband's a big un. You figure on packing him out of here by yourself?
Linda. Shh. It's all right now, Gordon.
Well, Missy, I guess you call the turns. You got the gun.
Pick him up. And be careful.
Pick him up? I ain't no pack mule.
And you're not human either. Any man who'd take advantage of someone else's misery, you pick him up!
And suppose I don't want to?
Then there will be three of us dead out here. But you'll be first, I swear it.
No, I'm inclined to believe you. All right. Where do we go?
To the road. To a little pickup truck for some supplies, and then the road.
Can I take my rifle?
You can't carry Gordon and carry the rifle. You can come back for it someday. Now get going.
I swear you act just like a she-cat protecting her young'uns.
Maybe that's what I am, mister. Maybe that's just what I am.
As we promised you at the beginning, our friends the McNeils would encounter the most dangerous species of life, and they did. The sinister predator called Homo sapiens. But it looks as though the predator in us is no stronger than the determination to survive. And the will to survive and perpetuate the species is what keeps people like Linda and Gordon in control of the jungle. Long may they reign. In just a minute, I'll be back with a preview of next week's program, and our thanks to guest stars John Astin and Patty Duke Astin for their performances on Crisis. Tonight, Crisis presented John Astin and Patty Duke Astin, co-starring in Trial at Wolf Trap, with Pat French and Steve Hilliard. Script and direction by yours truly, Jim French, who invite you to join us next week for another tale of suspense on Crisis.